The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio on the air and online.
Police Chief Tim Longo said he could not discuss the results of DNA testing on materials removed from Jesse Matthews' home and car, nor could he talk about possible links between this case and the murder of Morgan Harrington. He did not know why Matthew might have fled to Texas, and the law did not allow him to discuss reports by a British newspaper that Matthew was accused of rape and expelled from Liberty University in 2002. Had police learned anything new from Jesse Matthew since his arrest yesterday afternoon?
As you know, he invoked his right to remain silent, his right to counsel. We cannot reapproach him until such time as he chooses otherwise.
He stressed that the search for Graham continues.
You know, this is a complicated investigation. First and foremost, because we don't know where Hannah Graham is, and we have to find her.
He urged property owners to search their land, ask realtors to inspect vacant properties, and suggested people who have wildlife cameras take a look at what they've got. The public, he said, should be looking for the clothing Graham wore when she was last seen, or her iPhone in a pink case. So does Longo think Hannah Graham is dead?
That's a difficult question to answer. Everyone realizes the more time that goes by, the more difficult this is going to become for everyone. I can't lose hope until I have to, until I need to, until it's appropriate.
If people see mysterious tire tracks on their property, if they spot possible evidence, they should not touch anything, Longo said. Instead, call the police tip line or email to cpdtips@charlottesville.org. That's CPD, as in Charlottesville Police Department, tips@charlottesville.org. Already, the department says it's received more than 1,500 tips from the public. The reward for information leading to Graham is now $100,000. And Longo said anonymous tips are welcomed. I'm Sandy Houseman.